Well, Kaka's reaction, my reaction is that we're just really disappointed and rather outraged by the Supreme Court not on its decision on the one of the sections 2B, which allows racial profiling. And what it'll do is you'll have racial and ethnic discrimination in Arizona, and it'll be encouraged in the other states. So for the Supreme Court not to, have upheld that part of the law has us really disappointed. However, you know, this is a perfect reason why we do need the comprehensive immigration reform. We need Congress to step in. We need the community to go out and to vote and go out in November. And it's just an extreme disappointment right now with that section still being valid.
The court did invalidate the other two-thirds of the law. I take it you're happy with that.
Yes, we are happy with that. And we applaud them. However, the section that they did not invalidate and that it is valid right now, there's a major concerns because what it means is that the community is not going to be calling the police for help in domestic violence when they're victims, when there's other situations where police officers should be there to intervene and to help. What they'll do is decide not to call them for the fear that that the police officers will ask them for the identification.
What is the impact on Maryland, both the way law enforcement treats immigrants, secondly, with the impact on the vote on the DREAM Act?
I mean, well, really, I don't think there's an impact on the DREAM Act per se, but I do think, as in Maryland, there's currently in Maryland, there's this type of practice through the Secure Communities Program, and the Supreme Court just has today officially signed off on that type of practice today. So we're really disappointed with it. We're outraged. The community's outraged that they gave the police officer and the Arizona the right to go ahead and racial profile individuals based on their race and their ethnicity. So in reaction, Casa de Maryland, this Saturday, we're going to have a human rights march against racial profiling here in the Prince George's and Montgomery counties. We'll start in Long Branch, Montgomery County at 8540 Piney Branch Road, and we're going to march about 2 miles through the Langley Park, which is the most diverse area within the Maryland state of Maryland. And we're going to march against the racial profiling because this is human rights, and today's decision, unfortunately, has taken us a few steps back in our civil rights movement.